Israeli and Palestinian leaders say that they won't allow the killing of four Jewish settlers in the West Bank to derail peace talks due to get underway in Washington tomorrow. Hamas militants claimed responsibility for the attack. Our Middle East correspondent Margaret Evans has more.
Both the Israeli and the Palestinian leaders have condemned the attack, saying it's clear the perpetrators were trying to undermine the resumption of peace negotiations and saying they won't let that happen. The conflict, of course, is never far from the surface here, and it's certainly not unusual for bouts of violence to accompany these kinds of summits or meetings. The Americans have been trying to get the talks underway for quite some time now. The first direct negotiations between the Israelis and the Palestinians in nearly 2 years. But that doesn't mean expectations are high, far from it. The core issues are extremely difficult in the best of circumstances, and both the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and the Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas have serious internal considerations. Netanyahu heading a coalition depending on pro-settler parties, and Abbas faced with divisions between his Fatah party in the West Bank and Hamas, which rules Gaza. An Israeli freeze on new construction in the West Bank is also due to expire in a few weeks' time, and the Palestinians are saying if that happens, the talks will collapse. But today, Jewish settler groups say they're going to start building again tonight in defiance of the Israeli government ban and in response to the attack on the four settlers killed near Hebron last night.
The CBC's Margaret Evans in Jerusalem.